Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. I'm Jim with a J. Welcome back to the show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's 17 till the hour. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Swanziger. He's the CEO of Manta. Manta.com, right, John?
Manta.com, M-A-N-T-A.com.
Tell us about it.
Manta.com, we're a small business community where you can go as a business owner or decision maker, find out any kind of information about your business, questions relating to reviews like we're talking about today, online marketing, you know, Google search, lending, kind of you name it. And then if you'd like, you can subscribe to Manta's service where you get your information accurate all over the internet, and also other services if you'd want related to reviews and things like that. So that's our business.
Well, it's a great one, too. They've been doing it a long time. There's a lot of folks out there who would not have an online presence if it weren't for Manta. So, John, especially for those people, I want to thank you.
Sure. Over 3 million of them. We're happy. Yeah. We're happy about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, we're talking about negative reviews, folks, and Manta did some research recently and to find out what you were experiencing, what you're doing about negative reviews. And John, I want to begin this segment by telling people that in my opinion, the best way for a negative review to mean very little, even if the people who complain have a reason to complain, and hopefully you took care of that. If they didn't go back and say you did, even if that happens, the best way to make a negative one not be such a big deal is to have lots of positive ones. What do you think?
That's right. And as you mentioned before we hit the break here, the number one thing that small business owners don't do is actually seek out reviews. And you know, by doing that, you know, everyone on the show here knows that you have a lot of customers that are fans of your business. You know them, they know you, but often you kind of overlook those best customers and you don't have either some way for them or they don't understand how to leave you a review. And that's the biggest fault that we found. And so what you end up having is a situation like we talked about before the break, where you know you have someone who had either an incredibly negative experience, which can be rare for your business, or a really, really positive one, and they're a new customer. But most of your regular customers don't know how, when, you know, where to leave the review. So that was the biggest miss we found in the survey. It was 58% of people did not solicit reviews from their customers.
See, this is a conversation I've had many times on the show with folks, just to tell them that if someone says to you, you know, remember user-generated content, folks, UGC, that's word of mouth on steroids. And if someone, hey, I love the meal, the food was great today, and you say to them, well, tell your friends, right? That's word of mouth. Today you say, well, are you on Facebook, ma'am? Yes, I am. Would you mind writing a review about that on your Facebook, to your Facebook friends? It's okay to ask, isn't it, John?
It is, and it's actually, you know, it should be something you think about as number one in your marketing plan. I think it's a lot of, well, is that odd? Is it impolite? It seems unusual. But the truth is you don't have to go and kind of, you know, scream from the mountaintops, leave me a review on Facebook. You can do little things, and you see this in successful businesses where if there's a natural place that a customer's purchasing or checking out, you can just say, here's our Facebook page, you know, we love your review, or here's our, you know, Google My Business page, or whatever.
Right.
Same thing if you're giving a check, if you're giving a receipt. There's lots of different ways to do this in a way that's not sort of screaming to people, leave me a review. But you're right, Jim. I mean, you shouldn't feel bad about saying, if you like the service, you can go on our Facebook page. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
That change hasn't happened for a lot of businesses. And just as you said, it's, well, you're not afraid to ask for word of mouth. This is the same thing in a digital world.
But not only go to my, the business is Facebook, but put it on your own site. You know, I'd like to remind people, John, about the three kinds of media that we have these days. You have owned media, which is your own brochures and that sort of thing, your own collateral. You have paid media, which is where you advertise. And then you have earned media, which is where other people talk about you because they want to. That's the holy grail. Earned media is the holy grail. Those positive reviews are the holy grail for a small business, aren't they, John?
That's right. They are. They are. And if you're not going to let people know about where and how to review you or to even like you on their own Facebook page, as you mentioned, it's going to be really difficult.
You're squandering.
For them to figure that out.
You're squandering money. You're throwing money out the window when you do that. It's not just a bad practice. You're literally throwing money away. What do you think?
I agree. And you think of all the money and time that you've spent as a business owner to get customers, right? And a lot of your marketing is for new customers, but the majority of it really is for retaining and growing your customer
right.
base.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think that way online, especially when it comes to reviews. That's what you should want. You should want a representative sample of your customer base and how they like your service and their feedback, which should be helpful for you, and not just new customers walking through the door.
And, John, I want to come back to what I said in the very beginning about minimizing a bad review. If there's a bad review up there, justified or not, and there are 10 good reviews, the people are going to weigh those. I do. Don't you, John? I weigh them. How many good ones? How many bad ones? I do
they
the
math. They definitely do. They definitely do. Exactly.
Yeah. People do it. Manta.com is John's website. Folks, go there and check it out. And check out all the resources. A lot of resources you probably didn't know were there. I encourage you to do that. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back with John after these messages. Tintail, stay with us. I was a
dandy. Yeah, my kind. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.